Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we talked about legal entity structures, LLCs, trusts, and how each type works. Today, we're taking it a step further and talking about how to structure your entire portfolio strategically to minimize legal risk. It's not enough to just form LLCs. You need to think strategically about how many properties to hold in each entity, how to group properties, how to layer entities, and how to maintain the corporate veil across your portfolio. By the end of this episode, you'll have a framework to help organize your portfolio as part of an overall asset protection strategy. Let's start with the fundamental question. How many properties should you hold in each LLC? How many properties per LLC? This is one of the most common questions real estate investors ask, and the answer is, it depends. Some investors choose one property per LLC, while others group multiple properties depending on equity, liability exposure, financing, administrative costs, and legal advice. The one property per LLC approach provides maximum liability isolation because a lawsuit over one property can't reach other properties. Each property is completely isolated. The disadvantage is cost and complexity. If you have 20 properties, you're forming and maintaining 20 LLCs, 20 formation fees, 20 annual reports, 20 bank accounts, 20 tax returns if they're multi-member LLCs. For most investors, this level of separation may be impractical. A more practical approach for many is to group properties strategically, holding several properties per LLC. This balances liability protection with administrative efficiency. The key is to group properties thoughtfully based on risk profile, equity level, location, and property type. Let me explain how to do this. Grouping properties by equity level. One important consideration is equity level. Many investors consider separating higher equity assets from lower equity assets as part of their overall risk management strategy. Here's why. If you have one property with $500,000 in equity and another with $50,000 in equity in the same LLC, a lawsuit over the low equity property could potentially expose the high equity property. The plaintiff may be able to go after all assets of the LLC, including the high equity property. This represents significant risk. Instead, many investors group properties with similar equity levels together. They put higher equity properties in one or more LLCs. They put lower equity or highly leveraged properties in separate LLCs. This way, a lawsuit over a low equity property may not reach higher equity properties. As your properties appreciate and you pay down mortgages, equity levels change. Review your structure periodically and consider whether adjustments may be appropriate. However, be aware that property transfers between entities may trigger transfer taxes, require title work, affect insurance, affect financing, and implicate due-on-sale clauses. Always consult legal and tax advisors before moving property between entities. Grouping properties by risk profile. Another important consideration is to separate properties with higher liability exposure from lower risk properties. Properties with higher liability exposure include properties with swimming pools, trampolines, or other attractive nuisances. Older properties with potential maintenance issues. Properties with problematic tenants or tenant histories. Multifamily properties with common areas and higher foot traffic. Properties with relatively lower liability exposure include newer properties in good condition. Single-family homes in stable areas. Properties with long-term stable tenants. Many investors avoid mixing properties with different risk profiles in the same LLC. If a higher-risk property generates a lawsuit, you don't want it to expose your lower-risk properties. Grouping properties by location. Geographic grouping can also make sense. Some investors create separate LLCs for properties in different states or regions. For example, you might have one LLC for properties in Texas, another for properties in Alabama, and another for properties in Louisiana. This may provide some liability isolation between markets. It also simplifies compliance since each LLC only needs to be registered in one state rather than multiple states. However, geographic grouping alone isn't sufficient. You still need to consider equity levels and risk profiles within each geographic LLC. Grouping properties by property type. Some investors group properties by type. One LLC for single-family homes, another for duplexes, another for small multifamily. This can simplify operations and accounting, since similar properties have similar income and expense profiles. However, property type grouping is less important than equity and risk grouping for liability protection purposes. The hybrid approach. Most investors use a hybrid approach, combining multiple grouping strategies. For example, you might have LLC 1, high equity single family homes in Texas. LLC 2, low equity single family homes in Texas. LLC 3, small multifamily properties in Alabama. LLC 4, properties with higher liability exposure, older buildings, properties with pools across all markets. This approach balances liability protection, administrative efficiency, and operational simplicity. Holding company structures. Once you have a larger portfolio with multiple LLCs, consider adding a holding company structure. In this structure, you create a parent LLC, the holding company, that owns all your subsidiary LLCs. The holding company doesn't own properties directly. It only owns the subsidiary LLCs. You own the holding company. This structure may provide organizational and liability benefits when properly implemented. If someone sues a subsidiary LLC over a property, they may only be able to go after that subsidiary's assets, not the holding company or other subsidiaries, depending on the circumstances and applicable law. If someone sues you personally, they may potentially reach your ownership interest in the holding company, but creditor remedies depend on state law and the entity structure. The holding company structure also provides operational benefits. The holding company can provide management services to the subsidiaries, handle centralized accounting and bookkeeping, employ staff, property managers, maintenance workers who work across all properties, hold intellectual property like your business name and systems, accumulate cash reserves from multiple properties. The holding company may charge management fees to the subsidiaries, which are tax-deductible expenses for the subsidiaries and income for the holding company. These arrangements should have legitimate business purposes and appropriate documentation. This structure provides both potential liability benefits and operational efficiency. The disadvantage is increased complexity and cost. You're forming and maintaining multiple entities, each with formation fees, annual fees, and potentially separate tax returns. This structure may make sense once you have a larger portfolio with significant equity to protect. Equity stripping strategies. An advanced asset protection strategy is equity stripping, reducing the apparent equity in your properties to make them less attractive targets for lawsuits. However, this strategy requires significant caution. Asset protection planning should generally occur before claims arise. Fraudulent transfer laws can invalidate transactions intended to avoid existing creditors. The idea is that if a property appears to have little or no equity, there's less for a creditor to pursue, making lawsuits potentially less likely. One way to strip equity is through liens. You can place a lien on your property in favor of another entity you control, like your holding company or a family LLC. This lien reduces the apparent equity in the property on public records. If someone researches the property before suing, they see the lien and may decide the property isn't worth pursuing. Another way is through strategic financing. Instead of paying down mortgages aggressively, you maintain higher loan balances to reduce equity. You can also use cash-out refinancing to pull equity out of properties and move it to protected accounts or entities. Equity stripping is a sophisticated strategy that requires careful planning and legal guidance. Done incorrectly, it can be considered fraudulent conveyance and backfire. Always work with an attorney experienced in asset protection before implementing equity stripping strategies, and ensure planning occurs before any claims arise. Maintaining the corporate veil. Simply forming LLCs isn't enough. You must maintain proper formalities to preserve liability protection. If you don't maintain the corporate veil, courts can pierce it and hold you personally liable. Here's what you need to do. Formality 1. Separate finances. Keep business and personal finances completely separate. Open a separate bank account for each LLC. Never commingle personal and business funds. Pay all property-related expenses from the LLC account. Deposit all rental income into the LLC account. Never pay personal expenses from LLC accounts or business expenses from personal accounts. Commingling funds is the number one reason courts pierce the corporate veil. Formality 2. Maintain appropriate business records. Maintain appropriate business records and written documentation of significant decisions. Document major decisions in writing. Property acquisitions, major repairs, financing decisions, distributions. Maintain organized records of all financial transactions, leases, contracts, and correspondence. Store these records securely and maintain records in accordance with applicable legal, tax, and business requirements. Formality 3. File annual reports. File annual reports and pay annual fees on time in every state where you're registered. Missing deadlines can result in administrative dissolution of your LLC, which eliminates your liability protection. Set calendar reminders for all filing deadlines. Formality 4. Use the LLC name properly. Always use the full LLC name on all documents, contracts, leases, and communications. Sign documents as your name, manager of LLC name, not just your name. Include the LLC name on all correspondence, invoices, and marketing materials. This demonstrates that you're acting on behalf of the LLC, not personally. Formality 5. Maintain adequate capitalization. Don't strip all cash out of your LLCs. Many investors choose to maintain reasonable cash reserves in each LLC to cover expenses, repairs, and emergencies. If an LLC has no assets and can't pay its obligations, courts may view it as a sham entity and pierce the veil. Many investors choose to maintain at least 3 to 6 months of operating expenses in reserves for each LLC. Formality 6. Have written operating agreements. Every LLC should have a written operating agreement, even single-member LLCs. The operating agreement defines how the LLC operates, member rights and responsibilities, profit distributions, and management structure. This document proves the LLC is a legitimate entity with proper governance. Have an attorney draft your operating agreements to ensure they're comprehensive and legally sound. Formality 7. File separate tax returns. If you have multi-member LLCs, file separate partnership tax returns, Form 1065, for each LLC. Even though this adds cost and complexity, it's required and demonstrates that each LLC is a separate entity. For single-member LLCs, income and expenses flow through to your personal return on Schedule E, so no separate return is required. Formality 8. Avoid personal guarantees when possible. When signing contracts or leases on behalf of your LLC, avoid personal guarantees whenever possible. Sign as the LLC manager, not personally. If a vendor or lender requires a personal guarantee, understand that you're accepting personal liability for that obligation. Common structuring mistakes. Let me share common mistakes that may undermine portfolio protection. Mistake 1. Holding all properties in one LLC. This is one of the most common mistakes. If you hold all your properties in a single LLC, a lawsuit over any property may put all properties at risk. Many investors with multiple properties choose multiple LLCs to help isolate risk. Mistake 2. Mixing high and low equity properties. Holding a property with $500,000 in equity alongside a property with $50,000 in equity in the same LLC may expose the high equity property unnecessarily. Many investors group properties by similar equity levels. Mistake 3. Forming LLCs but not maintaining them. Many investors form LLCs but then fail to maintain proper formalities. They commingle funds, don't file annual reports, or don't use the LLC name properly. This undermines the protection and can result in piercing the corporate veil. Mistake 4. Not updating structure as portfolio grows. Your structure should evolve as your portfolio grows. What works for 3 properties may not work for 30. Review your structure periodically and adjust as needed. Mistake 5. Inadequate professional guidance. Many investors try to save money by forming LLCs themselves using online services. Online formation services can be appropriate for simple situations. However, as portfolios become more complex, professional legal guidance becomes increasingly valuable to ensure proper structuring. Mistake 6. Ignoring state-specific requirements. Each state has different LLC laws, filing requirements, and fees. If you own properties in multiple states, you need to understand and comply with each state's requirements. Failure to register as a foreign LLC in states where you own property may result in penalties or restrictions on maintaining legal actions in that state. Mistake 7. Not coordinating with insurance. Your entity structure and insurance coverage should work together. Make sure each LLC is properly insured. Review entity ownership and named insureds with your insurance professional, as not all umbrella policies automatically cover LLC-owned properties. Coordinate with your insurance agent to ensure there are no gaps. Mistake 8. Transferring property after closing without lender approval. Some investors take loans in their personal name and then transfer the property to an LLC after closing. Consult your lender before transferring title, because doing so may affect loan terms or trigger due on sale provisions. Lender consent requirements vary by loan documents. While many lenders don't enforce due on sale clauses for transfers to borrower-owned LLCs, it's important to understand your loan terms and potential risks. When to restructure your portfolio? You should review and potentially restructure your portfolio when you acquire new properties that don't fit your current structure. Properties appreciate significantly, changing equity levels. You pay down mortgages, increasing equity. You expand into new markets or property types. Your net worth increases substantially. You experience a major life change, marriage, divorce, retirement. Tax laws or LLC laws change in your state. You identify gaps or weaknesses in your current structure. Plan to review your structure periodically with your attorney and accountant. The cost of proper structuring. Let's talk about costs, because many investors hesitate to implement proper structuring due to perceived expense. Costs vary significantly by state, attorney, CPA, and entity structure. Forming an LLC typically costs $100 to $500 per entity, depending on the state. Annual fees range from $50 to $500 per entity per year. If you have multi-member LLCs, you'll pay $500 to $2,000 per year per entity for partnership tax returns. For a portfolio structured in 3 to 4 LLCs, you might spend formation, $1,000 to $2,000 initially. Annual fees, $300 to $2,000 per year. Tax preparation, $1,000 to $4,000 per year if multi-member. Legal guidance, $2,000 to $5,000 for initial structuring. Total initial cost, $3,000 to $9,000. Total ongoing annual cost, $1,000 to $6,000. This might seem expensive, but compare it to the cost of a single lawsuit. One lawsuit can easily cost $50,000 to $100,000 in legal fees, even if you win. If you lose, you could lose substantial assets. Proper structuring is often cost-effective protection compared to the potential cost of inadequate protection. Working with professionals. Portfolio structuring is complex and has significant legal and tax implications. Don't try to do this yourself. Work with professionals who specialize in real estate. A real estate attorney to design your entity structure, draft operating agreements, and ensure compliance. A CPA or tax advisor who understands real estate to optimize your tax strategy and prepare returns. An insurance agent or broker who specializes in real estate to coordinate your insurance coverage with your entity structure. These professionals should work together to create a comprehensive asset protection strategy. The cost of professional guidance is often minimal compared to the value of proper protection. Your action plan. This week, I want you to do 3 things. First, map out your current portfolio structure. Create a visual diagram showing how each property is held, equity levels, and risk profiles. Second, identify structural considerations. Are properties grouped appropriately? Are high and low equity properties mixed? Do you have multiple properties in one LLC that might benefit from separation? Third, schedule a consultation with a real estate attorney to discuss structuring options and costs. Don't delay. The longer you wait, the more exposed you may be. Final thoughts. Strategic portfolio structuring is one of the most important investments you can make as a real estate investor. It's not enough to just form LLCs. You need to think strategically about how to group properties, layer entities, and maintain proper formalities. Consider how equity, financing, liability exposure, administrative complexity, and long-term goals fit into your overall ownership structure. Group properties thoughtfully by equity level, risk profile, location, and property type. Consider holding company structures once you have a larger portfolio. Maintain the corporate veil through separate finances, appropriate business records, annual filings, and written operating agreements. Review and update your structure periodically as your portfolio grows and changes. Evaluate ownership structures with qualified legal and tax professionals to determine what best fits your investment strategy. The cost of proper structuring is often modest compared to the potential cost of inadequate protection. Don't cut corners on portfolio structuring. It's one of the most important protections you have. Tomorrow, we're talking about working with real estate attorneys, when you need one, what to look for, and how to get maximum value from the relationship. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.